Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Stop Being Toxic by Tom Stokes is a self-help guide focused on recognizing and changing manipulative or harmful relationship behaviors. Positioned in the personal growth and relationships genre, it speaks to readers who suspect they have been controlling, harsh, emotionally reactive, or prone to twisting conversations in ways that damage trust. Rather than centering on blaming others, the book frames change as a practical process built on self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and consistent new habits. Across its guidance, it emphasizes healthier communication, empathy, and accountability, with attention to the real emotional consequences of toxic patterns, including anxiety, guilt, regret, and isolation. The core purpose is not only to help readers stop specific damaging behaviors, but also to replace them with healthier ways of expressing needs. Handling conflict and reconnecting with loved ones. It also highlights sustaining progress by avoiding relapse into old patterns and rebuilding trust over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing toxic patterns and their origins. A central focus of the book is helping readers identify what toxic behavior looks like in day-to-day relationships, especially patterns that may feel justified in the moment but harm others over time. This includes manipulation, controlling tendencies, hostility, and the habit of turning disagreements into power struggles. The book encourages a shift from viewing conflict as something to win towards seeing it as information about needs, fears, and emotional triggers. By emphasizing self-awareness, it asks readers to look for repeating cycles, the same arguments, the same emotional escalation, and the same aftermath of regret or distance. It also highlights that toxic behavior often has underlying drivers, such as insecurity, fear of abandonment, or difficulty tolerating discomfort, which can lead someone to pressure, guilt, or corner others to regain a sense of control. The value of this topic is practical. Lasting change becomes more realistic when readers can name their patterns, notice early warning signs, and understand why they rely on them. This foundation sets up the rest of the book, which aims to replace harmful strategies with healthier alternatives. Secondly, replacing manipulation with emotional intelligence and empathy. The book links meaningful change to emotional intelligence, noticing emotions, interpreting them accurately, and responding with intention rather than impulse. When people use manipulation, they often aim to control outcomes indirectly, such as by exploiting guilt, twisting words, or escalating conflict to force agreement. Stokes positions empathy as an antidote because it redirects attention from getting one's way to understanding the impact on the other person. This topic emphasizes learning to pause and reflect on what both people are experiencing emotionally, especially during tense moments. The goal is not to excuse harmful actions, but to reduce defensiveness and increase honest connection. The book also frames empathy as a skill that can be practiced through curiosity, perspective taking, and a willingness to validate feelings without surrendering boundaries. By strengthening emotional awareness, readers can better recognize triggers that lead to controlling or harsh behavior and choose responses that are more respectful and constructive. Over time, this shift supports healthier intimacy because loved ones experience less pressure and more safety in conversations. The broader promise is that emotional intelligence makes relationships feel less like a contest and more like a partnership. Thirdly, healthy communication, listening more and hurting less. Communication is presented as a day-to-day lever for transforming relationships, especially for readers who habitually argue to dominate, interrupt, or interpret disagreement as rejection. The book's messaging promotes listening as an active skill rather than passive silence. That includes focusing on the other person's meaning, reflecting back what was heard, and checking assumptions before responding. The theme of listening more and hurting less highlights that many toxic dynamics are fueled by miscommunication, emotional reactivity, and a lack of repair after conflict. Instead of sarcasm, stonewalling, or verbal escalation, the book encourages more constructive tools, calmer phrasing, clearer expression of needs, and a willingness to slow conversations down when emotions spike. Healthy communication is also tied to respect because it limits the temptation to weaponize personal information or use words to punish. By moving away from blame games, readers can handle hard topics without turning them into character attacks. The emphasis is practical and relational. Small improvements in communication can immediately reduce tension, prevent misunderstandings, and create space for solutions that both people can accept without resentment. Fourthly, accountability, sincere apologies, and repairing harm. The book treats accountability as essential because relationships rarely heal through insight alone. Readers are encouraged to take responsibility for specific behaviors and the harm they caused, rather than explaining them away, shifting blame, or demanding instant forgiveness. A key part of this topic is making apologies that are sincere and healing, which implies more than saying sorry. It involves naming the behavior, acknowledging its impact, and showing genuine commitment to change through consistent actions. This matters because many people who have experienced manipulation or hostility become skeptical of words, especially if apologies are followed by repeated patterns. The book therefore frames repair as a process owning mistakes, changing behavior, and allowing time for others to feel safe again. Accountability also includes resisting the urge to keep score, argue about who started it, or use a partner's flaws as a reason to avoid responsibility. By encouraging readers to face discomfort directly, the book positions accountability as a pathway to maturity and trustworthiness. For readers who fear shame, this approach can be challenging but clarifying because it separates self-condemnation from the practical work of repair and rebuilding. Lastly, relapse prevention, rebuilding trust, and sustaining healthier habits beyond stopping toxic behaviors in the short term. The book emphasizes preventing relapse into familiar patterns, particularly under stress. Many relationship blow-ups happen when someone is tired, threatened, or anxious and falls back on old strategies like control, blame, or emotional pressure. This topic focuses on building safeguards, recognizing early signals of escalation, pausing before reacting, and committing to healthier default responses. Trust is treated as something rebuilt through consistent behavior, not persuasive speeches. The book frames trust building as reliability over time, which can include respecting boundaries, communicating more clearly, and demonstrating follow-through. It also highlights the role of self-love and self-improvement in sustaining change. Because people who feel chronically insecure or ashamed may be more likely to manipulate to regain control or reassurance. By developing steadier self-respect, readers can reduce the urge to extract validation from others through unhealthy means. The emphasis remains practical change is not a one-time decision, but an ongoing practice with setbacks, course corrections, and measurable progress. The long-term aim is to replace cycles of damage and regret with stability, emotional safety, and relationships that feel genuinely supportive. In conclusion, How to Stop Being Toxic is best suited to readers who recognize that their behavior has contributed to conflict, distance, or repeated breakdowns in relationships, and who want concrete steps to change. It can also help people who have been told they are controlling, harsh, or emotionally manipulative, but do not fully understand how those patterns show up in everyday interactions. The practical benefit is a structured shift from reaction to intention learning to spot triggers, communicate with more care, take accountability, and choose behaviors that support trust rather than undermine it. Intellectually, the book reinforces a helpful lens: toxic behavior is not just a label, but a set of learnable habits that can be replaced with healthier skills rooted in emotional awareness and empathy. Compared with many relationship books that focus mainly on identifying toxic traits in others, this one is positioned as a mirror for self-examination and change, emphasizing responsibility and repair. It also stands out by addressing the full arc of improvement, stopping harmful actions, making amends, and maintaining progress through relapse prevention and consistent trust building. For readers ready to do uncomfortable but constructive work, it offers a clear, compassionate roadmap toward healthier relationships. If you would like to support Tom Stokes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.